Now let's recognize this year's sports achievements in our local community.
And the winner is...
Most Valuable Player is...
The winner is...
The Starting Lineup presents The Honor Roll. Here's James Cebulski and Perry Solkowski.
It is time for The Honor Roll. James, here's the thing, man. I love, like, high school shirts, right? I still had my AOB Crusaders. Did you have any high school gear?
I had a T-shirt. I had a T-shirt that was yellow and blue. It was Lester B. Pearson, the Panthers. Yeah, it was yellow with blue with a blue font.
I say that because the Crusaders is the moniker of Holy Cross, and Holy Cross is where we go as we honor their top athletes. As give it our own morning show awards today to the school at Holy Cross.
Joining us on the line, we recognize Holy Cross in Surrey this morning. So shout out to all the students and the faculty at Holy Cross listening this morning to, as we recognize their male and female athletes of the year. And we start with ladies first. And congratulations. And we say welcome, good morning to Maya Lancey Roberts. Maya, good morning.
Hello, good morning.
Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Okay, so basketball, soccer, volleyball. So you are like a Bo Jackson, a Deion Sanders, multi-sport athlete. If you had to just stick to one, which one would you go with?
It would definitely be volleyball.
Oh, you're very convinced on that one. Why volleyball?
Yeah. I feel like ever since I just started to play in grade 8, it kind of changed. It was always soccer. And then, I don't know, something just changed in grade 8. And ever since then, it's just kind of been volleyball all the way.
And now, okay, so you had volleyball going for you. And it's funny because, you know, my oldest daughter, she turns 12 next week. And they, the kids all fell in love with volleyball in grade 6 this year and playing club. And man, it's I didn't feel like that was really accessible for us when we were younger, but to see... Why did it click for you this year? Give me a sense of why this season went so well to the point that you've got your teachers, faculty at Holy Cross, and your students recognizing you as the female athlete of the year.
I just think it's honestly just not only because of my skills, but because of my leadership abilities as well. I think it's really important when you're an athlete to just be super well-rounded and not only base it just on your skills. So I think leadership was a big part of it, and just giving back to the volleyball community as well, because they've done so much for me and helped me grow as a player.
And you coach too, right?
Yes, I did. I coached the grade 8 this year.
Perry, listen to this answer. She came prepared to deliver the goods here this morning, Perry.
Oh, Maya is just ready to go. She is schooling us right now. Maya, what would be your favorite memory? When you look back 20 years from now, go, hey, what was that one game, one event where you always talk about, man, oh yeah, it's a great 12, I'm in Holy Cross. Do you have that one moment?
I definitely think probably the game that we won to go to provincials this year, because Holy Cross hasn't gone to volleyball provincials in a really long time. So it was definitely a huge achievement for all of us and a feeling I'm never going to forget.
Where to next year? What's next for you?
Next year, I decided to not play sports just because I've had 3 really bad injuries. So it was kind of a tough decision, but I think I'm going to stick to school, go to SFU for psychology.
There you go. Well, congratulations. Female Athlete of the Year. It's a heck of a way to go to close out at Holy Cross. See, I said heck, not the other one, because, Holy Cross, I'm going to behave. So, Maya, congratulations, and well done.
Thank you so much.
There is Maya Lancey Roberts, your Female Athlete of the Year for Holy Cross Secondary in Surrey. Nicely done there, Pear.
Yes, and James, now we do this, our own scientific test, as we welcome Owe Ologola on the line, because, Owe, the thing we've found is the girls that we talk to are a little more wide awake in the morning than the male athletes. So, man, show me some energy. How are you this morning?
I'm good.
Man, I think the science proves again girls are up earlier than guys. Hey, thank you. James was talking two-sport athletes. You really were that, because growing, it was all basketball for you, wasn't it? And then all of a sudden, football came into your game. Just tell us when you started playing football.
Well, ever since I got to Holy Cross in grade 8, the coaches have always wanted me to play football, but I always pushed it aside. So I finally decided to make the decision in grade 10 because I was like, why not? The beginning of the school season, there's no basketball, so I said I might as well, and it was a good decision because I fell in love with it. And yeah.
Was it easy for you? I mean, there's stories of you not blocking a punt, but essentially being so fast when you started, you actually grabbed the ball as the punter was dropping it to his foot. Did football
what?
Become easy for you?
I mean, I don't like saying that, but it was definitely easy to transition into it because I guess I'd say I have a lot of athletic ability, so it was definitely easy transitioning into that sport, for sure.
Some call you the best athlete in BC. Just forget about it. All natural? Are you a guy that's in the gym constantly, or what do you say is your best trait on the field? Just too strong, too fast? I mean, I want you to be humble, but go, well, if I'm scouting myself, here's what I would say.
Well, I will not lie. I really don't go to the gym that often. I mean, I'll say what I do is some, like, cardiovascular activities at home. I'll, like, run outside a lot around my neighborhood and stuff. And I feel like that helps with, like, my jumping and my speed. I'll usually try to do 100 push-ups before the end of the day. But it's not really that intricate. It's quite basic.
James, he sounds like you. He does his push-ups. He's just a natural team.
Well, you know, who do you think's been inspiring Uwe after all this time, right? It's, I mean, Uwe, tell me this. You giggle at every, like, Perry's been pumping your tires. He's going through your stats. He's talking about your accomplishments. Like, do you find this funny? Like, are you amazed at yourself? Like, this is all happening to recognize what just happened? Or, you know, what's going through your mind as you kind of be recognized as the male athlete of the year at the school? And like Perry was just saying, some people think you're the best athlete in the province.
I mean,
you're laughing again, see?
Yeah.
I mean, it's kind of surreal, you know, because you never think people will acknowledge you for stuff like that. But, I mean, it happens, and I'm real grateful for it because there's not too many people that get to be recognized by so many people and loved by so many people. So I'm honored, honestly.
Well, imagine if you went to the gym and worked out. I mean, you got 37 points in a playoff game in football. Like, if you go to the gym, you could have had 60 points. Like, maybe work a little harder, my friend.
No, I'll definitely be doing that. My coaches have always been trying to get me into the gym. So that's a must this summer.
What is next for you? Was it UBC? Is that where you were planning to go?
Mm-hmm, for football. That is, so, yeah.
Yeah, we had the conversation with their athletic director. Obviously, the news this week, there will be no football season. How do you feel about that? How does it change what you'll do this fall?
I mean, it's quite sad because I was really looking forward to making a difference on that team, but it won't really change how I carry on practicing and training for the next upcoming season. And honestly, I think it'll give me my better prep time for the next season.
So you're just going to play a lot of Madden to prepare then?
Are you on social media, Louis?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
So you should on Instagram maybe post a picture one day to UBC football of you in a gym. Hey, I found a gym. I'm lifting weights. Hey, congratulations. To read about you, it sounds like, man, you don't want to talk about it, but you are a stud athlete. And to do that and still not go to the gym, that is all natural. And there are plenty of stories that James and I have had about incredible athletes, and then they find that extra gear and you can't stop. So let's hope that is your case. Enjoy your summer. I know it's strange, and congratulations on everything you've accomplished and being the male athlete of the year at Holy Cross.
Thank you guys so much for the interview. Thank you guys.
Congrats. Yeah.